to Real World News.
Interview with Deolina Carrizo, Capacity Building and Food Sovereignty Movements. For social movements, the capacity building of their activists is essential in the current scenario, from formal education to peasant universities, where knowledge on agroecology, political analysis and specific jobs are shared for the communities and the organization as a whole. The member of the National Indigenous Peasant Movement of Argentina, Deolinda Carrizo, highlighted the importance of capacity building for the organization's meeting around food sovereignty. "We have advanced these past years in the methodology of the peasant schools, both in political and technical terms," said Deolinda, indigenous peasant of Santiago del Estero province, Argentina. "The aim is to build the capacity of peasants for them to be able to face the challenges of the movement and educate people so that they are able to take on different responsibilities, from production to representation in national and regional spaces and interaction platforms with political actors," said the peasant leader. In addition, Saturday the 24th marked the new anniversary of the military coup d'état of 1976 that brought a violent dictatorship to the country for over a decade. Hundreds of thousands of people took the streets in Buenos Aires to march to Plaza de Mayo, a symbol of the resistance of mothers and grandmothers of people detained and disappeared, claiming no more dictatorships and trials to the people responsible. The participants of the Conference for Food Sovereignty from all Latin America and the Caribbean march among the red and green flags of the National Indigenous Peasant Movement of Argentina, Villa Campesina. The organization issued a statement about this issue, claiming the strengthening of democracy so that human rights are universal. "We oppose the anti-terrorist law and the criminalization and discredit of the social struggle and the legitimate right to mobilize in the framework of the struggle for justice and social, political, and economic equality. There are new opportunities to stop occupying the place and role imperialism is trying to impose on us, and only the struggle of the peoples will allow us to take that leap," reads the declaration issued on Saturday.
You are listening to Real World News.